Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
My buddy Josh Ward from WNML Radio in Knoxville joins us now. Josh, what's up? How are you?
Hey, doing well. I think I'm like a lot of people. I'm glad that football season is here. I'm ready to actually see football instead of just hearing what's going on behind closed gates. That's certainly the case with Tennessee getting ready for West Virginia tomorrow.
I love seeing the emails, not being, you know, one of the Knoxville media contingent that has to cover that team on a day-to-day basis, but I love seeing the emails like, there will be no open practice sessions today for media. And it's like practices in 2 hours. And it totally changes everybody's day. But Jeremy Pruitt will be available following practice. We'll send out an email to let you know what time.
Right. And that ended up being pretty funny as well, because while we didn't expect an announcement, we did talk to Jeremy Pruitt. He met with the media after practice. It was pushed back a little bit this past Wednesday. And of course, the quarterback topic came up. Who's going to start at quarterback? And Jeremy Pruitt's response was, well, ask me Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, the game is still scheduled, guys, for tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. So Sunday would be a bit late.
Yeah, 2:30 Central Time. You can get it right here on 104.5 The Zone. Josh, have you seen J.J. Peterson? Is he standing next to you? Or
no, he's not. I should have run out to the tarmac to see who was getting on the plane, because there were even questions. Could they try to, not that he would have played, but get him onto the plane and take him to Charlotte, which might have been some indication. But it seems like right now the waiting game continues with J.J. Peterson. Today has been a day that a lot of people have pointed to, and I know they've been working all morning and afternoon long, and people who are still in offices are probably still working right now to try to get everything cleared up. And he wouldn't be playing this weekend. I don't think he'd be playing next weekend probably, but I think Jeremy Pruitt would love to have J.J. Peterson available to help at linebacker.
All right, Josh Ward will join us each Friday during the football season to offer up three keys for the Vols in their upcoming game. That upcoming game is tomorrow against West Virginia, Josh, and I can't wait to hear what you have listed as your three keys for the Vols for tomorrow.
Yeah, well, the first key, I think, is Tennessee has to run the football effectively. I think if you look at what Tennessee wants to be offensively, it starts up front. It starts with an offensive line that is seeing some changes. One, personnel is different. Also, Tennessee is moving from a zone blocking scheme under Butch Jones to go block and hit the man in front of you.
Yeah.
And Tennessee's going to be led by Trey Smith. He's Tennessee's best player. He's back, and he's good to go, and he has a chance to be an All-American this year. But what do they have left to right from Trey, who's going to be out there at left tackle? But also that can help the quarterback position, and that can keep Will Greer and that West Virginia offense off the field. If you look at teams last year who had really good success against West Virginia, especially in the games where Will Greer was out there starting, they ran the ball a lot and they ran for a lot of yards. And West Virginia's run defense is not very good. So I think the number one thing Tennessee needs to do, one, for its own offense, but two, to help the defense, is run the ball well against West Virginia.
Hey, as an aside to the one thing of the first three things, how many backs do you think will get carries tomorrow?
I would say at least three. When you look at the two deep, and there are a lot of oars that's been talked about this week as well, I think it's legitimate.
Even by Holgorsen, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the battle of the oars between Tennessee and West Virginia this week. But at running back, I think it's legitimate. I think Chandler's the best talent. I think he's the biggest home run threat in the backfield. But he's not the biggest back. Neither is Tim Jordan. So Madre London coming in as a grad transfer from Michigan State is very important. To me, it wouldn't be a surprise if you have three different backs with double-digit carries. Now, they could find one guy that gets going and they keep giving him the football, but I think this Saturday and definitely all season, Tennessee plans to rely on at least three running backs.
What's the second key for Tennessee tomorrow against West Virginia, Josh?
Well, I said Tennessee's offense needs to help the defense a little bit, but the defense is going to have to do some work on its own as well. And a clear question is, these young, inexperienced defensive backs, what can they do against older, talented receivers in that passing attack? So the second key, I would say, is those guys up front on Tennessee's defense need to play well. The defensive line, the linebackers, they need to be active. I think Jeremy Pruitt is going to try to come up with something that can confuse Will Greer, as difficult as that might be, some disguises. But Jonathan Kongbo, you've heard his name probably a lot in August of, hey, can this guy finally have the light switch come on and see if he can go make plays, get into the backfield. I think that's something that Jeremy Pruitt's going to try to draw up. Darren Kirkland Jr. is back healthy. So those linebackers, Shy Tuttle in the middle on the defensive line, they have to be active. They have to apply pressure and take pressure off some of Tennessee's secondary members, because I think they might be able to go make plays, but they could also give up some plays. Those guys in the front need to help.
And on to thing three.
Well, as much as I talk about the running game and as much as Will Grier gets talked about, it still can come back to Tennessee's quarterback position. And while Jeremy Pruitt has not wanted to name the starter, that person's name is Jerry Garantano. So what does number two do for Tennessee? As he got some experience last year, it's a new offense. I think there is a lot more confidence from the coaching staff in Jerry Garantano now compared to when the staff took over, when it went out and found a quarterback to come in and Keller Crist. I think part of that was just insurance for the quarterback position. But for Tennessee to be its best this week and as the season goes along, I think it needs Jerry Garantano to establish himself as the guy. So if West Virginia is as good as so many people think it can be on offense, at some point, Jerry Garantano is probably going to have to go make some plays. And it's not all on him. I mentioned that offensive line. He has some receivers that can make plays. Juwan Jennings is back. Marquez Callaway, Brandon Johnson. There might be another player or two who can step up. Dominique Wood Anderson, the tight end. A lot of pieces around him, but still, eyes are going to be on Jerry Garantano. So to me, Tennessee's quarterback, it's a big key for him to play well.
Hey, since we got a minute or so left, I think it was Grant Ramey who tweeted this out. Trevor Daniel has made the Texans. They released Shane Leckler, and he had a Cliff Notes story about him that basically he had walked on because he was a fan of the Vols. Then the next year was, I guess, not an invited walk on, but walked on again. Well, what a story this guy is to have gotten where he is.
Yeah, Trevor had talked about when he went home, I guess, for the spring or summer, that he wasn't sure he was going to go back and try to continue playing. And he ultimately decided to, and that ended up being the right decision because now he's a starting punter in the NFL. And he's one of the toughest players for Tennessee to replace. There are a lot of question marks across the roster, but they're not really filling big holes left behind from last year. That's a big spot for Tennessee. Trevor Daniels is a really good story. And Tennessee's kind of become punter U when you think about the Colquitt brothers still in the league. Matt Darr, Michael Pilardi have been punters in the league, and now Trevor Daniels, the latest, and he has a chance to have a long career in the NFL.
Jeremy Pruitt saying he might play two punters tomorrow.
Yeah, let's see what happens there. I think Joe Doyle is the starter. He's a second-year punter. He's from Knoxville, Farragut High School. Joe Doyle and Paxton Brooks, are former Under Armour All-Americans, so they're very talented. I think Doyle's the guy to start out. We'll see what happens there, but again, big shoes to fill in Trevor Daniel.
What do you think happens tomorrow, Josh?
I think Tennessee does have a chance to make it a game. I think in the second half, we're wondering, okay, who does win this game? I think it's closer than the 9.5, 10 points we've seen on that line, maybe down to 9. I think Tennessee covers. That's my prediction there. But I think West Virginia wins. The score I've given out, 28-20 West Virginia.
Sounds good, Josh. Thank you, man. We enjoy it, and we look forward to talking with you each Friday.
Yeah, glad to have the season here. Thanks, guys.